In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
The best marketers sell with story, and the best storyteller wins the customer. And the best stories are your customer stories. I'm going to give you the planner to create the perfect video case story for your business, just like we've done with all of our clients here at Authentic Web. Just go to iangarlic.com/plan or click on the podcast image to get to the show notes, and there'll be a link. There you can download the perfect video case study planner, the same one we use at Authentic Web to create incredible dynamic video case stories and video case story interviews. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show. I'm Garlic, and today we're going to talk about courses. Digital courses, I mean, obviously are a great way to scale your business in many ways, to create funnel, I mean, to create an entire business out of them. And we've got an expert today from Success Road Academy, Brady Patterson. Are you COO right now?
I definitely am. COO.
Brady, thanks a lot for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to talk to you guys about it because let's talk a little bit about what you guys have done through building courses and selling them. Some of the successes, because towards the end, I want to talk about what's really working for you right now. And he's got a few great giveaways for you guys if you're trying to build courses. So, Brady, tell me a little bit about Success Road Academy and the history of it.
Oh, sure. So it was founded several years ago by a fellow named Iman, a guy, and came to Canada and was looking, he was doing that typical job thing a lot of people do, looking for jobs all the time or struggling to find. And that was right around just after 2008. So I'm sure you guys are familiar with what happened around that time with the financial crisis and the complete collapse of pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. So it was really a rough time. And so Success Road Academy came out of the fact that he had a pretty significant marketing background from his previous career. That just hadn't come over yet. And he was like, this is kind of insane. Why don't I take this and do it again where I'm at right now? And so that came out of that. And then what happened was he discovered as he was building his marketing firm and his website agency at the time, that people were looking for, there was just a big gap in the course creation world. There was all these courses online, but that people were looking at them from the perspective of, you build something with some PDFs and some videos and then you sell it for something. And that was it, right? He was like, immediately he saw this potential is like, the smallest piece of a course is, having PDFs and videos. There's so much more potential. Like courses from our perspective, they become the foundation of marketing, period. Right? Like become that first thing, that lead source that, pre-qualifies people, that, brings in an automated source of income. And at the end of the day, becomes a thing that helps you create premium packages.
Awesome. And so you that's been a few years now. Well, tell me about some of the people that you've helped and some of the successes that you've had besides your own.
Yeah, absolutely. I always like to start with George. And George is a personal trainer, George Besserge, and he's probably the hardest working human being you've ever met. George is he would run to work. It's a fairly significant distance for him to run. I think it's almost an hour to the office. Work all day without a break, really, and then run home, right? And then so he basically ran out of one thing, which is time, right? He was making good money, but he couldn't leverage anything else because he was stuck with that being no time left. And so one of the first things that happened was we had him do the market research. Well, we had him figure out how courses would fit his business model, which is step one of our process. And then in the step two, we had him actually follow up and do some market research questions. And he discovered that there was a subset of people, about 20, in fact, in his current existing clients that were willing to do group packages. And so that was $400 a month for 2 hours a week, and he had 20 people. So that's I can't remember the exact math, but it's almost $100,000 a year boosted into his income right away.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, that's a nice little boost right off the bat. And we'll talk a little bit about that market research towards the end, because I think that that's super important stuff that people do it completely the wrong way. And you guys have an awesome methodology for that. Is that methodology in the ultimate in the toolbox that you're providing?
That's a great question. It's been so long since I read it, I don't know. But one of the things with the toolbox is we actually invite them to a full webinar that explains everything on the thank you page. So if anybody wants to learn exactly the process involved, we walk you step by step through it for free. It's not something they have to pay for. We show you how to actually do it.
Awesome. And we'll put a link to the show notes. Bray's been kind enough to provide that their ultimate toolbox for free. And then you'll get access to that webinar. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but I mean, $100,000 added to your bottom line is great. Leveraging your time is great. What are some of the other successes that you've seen with this? Cause I know I remember talking with you guys and you've had tons of them and I think they're awesome.
Yeah. Well, there was, let's see, Errol Gonsalves. She's, you know, she was basically a type of yoga teacher. And, you know, she moved to a town where every third building is a yoga studio. Like, it's freaking insane. And so she moved there and it was like sink or swim for her. Right. She's like, I have to do this program. So I'm just going to make a $20 yoga video and hope I create a nice income from that. And of course, we were like, well, why would you pursue that route? Let's think of something different. Let's have another look. And so we created, had her do the same thing, go through the step, first step, how her course is going to fit her business, and do the market research. And again, she created a program, and she actually started with a $67 a month program, a $1,500 program, and a $2,500 package. And in the first 8 weeks, she sold $27,000 worth of packages. Now, the key thing to note is she thought the $67 a month thing, which is a typical kind of like ballpark range for a yoga studio, would be a great thing. And she had exactly this many sales, exactly zero from.
Yeah. If you can't see them, it's zero.
Oh, yeah. They can't see me. Another piece of that was like Luke Bowen, for example. Luke sells smart water sensors. And, you know, his customer is a consumer who lives in a flood-prone area. So they want to protect their home from being flooded. Now, this is a totally different example of it. And in his case, he looked at how do I use courses in my business. So he created a package for insurance brokers, and he created a program and actually got it accredited so that they can take his program and get credit so they can actually keep their license. It's free for them to take, right? So they don't have to even think about it. And it became like they became his like most incredible partners, because all of a sudden they get to keep their license, right? He's making sure that happens for them. And then, of course, he's saving them money, because the insurance company, if there's flood damage, they have to pay out. Right. The homeowner's premium goes up. Nobody's really happy about the entire situation.
Yeah.
And in his case, it tripled his income like really rapidly.
So and he created the sensors. Was he selling the sensors? Explain that to me.
He's selling the sensors. So it's not his own personal product, as far as I know. Oh. It's just one of the things he decided to sell.
That's amazing, because that's not something that's definitely out of the box. No, like no pun intended, that, you know, think about using courses to sell products. And I think that's an amazing, amazing thing to do. So the research, the market research that you're doing helps to discover this course. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So when we looked at the first thing we always look at is like the business model, right? Because if courses aren't going to fit somebody's business model, they need to like figure out if it's actually going to. Otherwise, why would we steer them into that world? Now, once we've figured out that courses make sense, and we believe, obviously, that courses make sense, we know that they become the foundation of marketing. So it works. Almost everybody should have a course. But when it comes to the market research, we just really dove in. And, you know, we're asking them their wants, their needs, their desires, like their, you know, the challenges, fears, and frustrations, all these pieces, to really kind of pull out what it is that people want. You know, when we build a course, rather than start with how do you build a course or who do you want to build the course for, we start with, like, you know, asking the person you want to be working with, right? And we're like, you know, and we follow that particular methodology.
That's a great way to do it, because, I mean, you see so many people like, well, this is what I need to teach people, right? And then and they don't really do that research. When it comes to building a course that sells, besides that aspect of it, what else is important?
Besides the market research?
Besides the market research.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's all – Like, it's one of those things where we build it all into the process of those eight questions. But knowing how to sell it, it comes down to like selling it beforehand, knowing that it's going to sell before you actually create a single stitch of content. So you want to pre-sell it. And that's, again, goes back to that market research. We have the last question in the market research has to do with how to, like, the start of the pre-selling process.
And this is important. I think this is fantastic because I talk to people a lot and they're trying to develop their product, trying to develop their thing before actually selling it. And they don't grasp this idea that you can pre-sell it. A lot of people don't get that idea at all. And it's funny, I was talking to one of our mutual friends. I'm not going to call him out, but he's another Canadian that you were just with. And I was like, we were saying something. He's like, oh, now that you sold it, now you got to make it. He's like, I can't tell you how many times I've done that, but he's successful, right? And it's true. So let's talk about this idea of pre-selling. Is it it's obviously important, right? How do you go about doing that?
Well, in our particular piece, after going in the last question, we actually have people, when they go through that market research, they build a one sheet, which is part of one of our steps, right? So while we're teaching them the program, or while we're going through the program, we have them build a course guideline, step number four. This is a very systematic approach to building a course, right? From the business model, the offer, the content structure, and step four, we get to the course guideline. And in there, we take those market research questions and we lay them out in a way that makes sense, right? We give it a compelling title. We take the people's challenges, fears, and frustrations, and we address them and compare this into what it would be like to overcome them with their, in contrast to their dream day, right? So if they get to this dream, they have this aspiration that they want, this experience, if those problems didn't exist, what would that life look like? What would that day look like? And then we show them how that course can help them do that. So we show that all in step number four.
Oh, that's great. And tell me some of the successes that you've seen with this pre-selling.
With Arrows, $27,000 in the first 8 weeks, George added almost $100,000, $8,000 a month to his, in the end, what it came out to, right?
And those are all pre-selling.
Those are all pre-selling.
Wow.
All pre-selling. Luke Bowen was a different story, right? Because he was already selling the product. What's her name? Patricia Iyer, from Florida. One of our students from Florida. She got on and she was going to create this course. And it's a very, very specific niche. She teaches legal nurse consultants how to write reports. It's such a small defined structure or niche. And what ended up happening was, she's ran it through the program, sold the program, and she's a great story because we talk about webinar funnels, and I know you and I are going to have a conversation about that later. We love those things. And her first webinar, before creating the course, she had 44 people on the phone call or on the webinar, and 17 of them purchased. So, and to give context, the average industry webinar sells about 3.7%, and that's 38%.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's phenomenal. That's such a great story. I think that's what people want to talk about is like how to sell their course, but pre-selling obviously is the way to do it. And then it motivates you to finish it, right? How long is it? How many people do you see that come in, have tried to build a course before and failed at it before coming into your program?
Oh man, that's a big question. I know as a lot of people, I know I'm actually a prime example of that. When I built my first course, I spent a year building the course and it was a colossal flop on the marketing side. The course was amazing, but I just didn't know how to do anything with it or how to sell it. When I turned around and started doing these sales or using that particular, like following the market research flow, I was able to like dig out and immediately start making sales with it. And we see that consistently. I can't give you any exact numbers, but it's the majority of the audience.
Yeah, because I've done it before. I think most of us is, if you've been in the space long enough, you've either tried to build a course and not completed it, or built a course and it's a colossal failure, which then makes it harder to build your next one because you're like, oh, is this gonna work? And I think people underestimate the power of pre-selling courses because like when you pre-sell one, and I've done this before too, when you get money and someone says, yes, I want this, that puts a whole new level of pressure on there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. it's like lighting a fuel. It's like lighting a fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's fantastic. So when it comes, you briefly talked about pricing for courses. How are you going out and figuring out the pricing for courses?
I feel like I keep coming back to the same answer. I keep coming back to that same step number two with the market research, which was like, once you've established the relevance, right? And, you know, as far as the cycle of flow goes, you're asking, you know, their challenges, their fears, their frustrations, what do they want to learn to overcome them? So you're finding out all those pieces. What's their dream look like, right? The aspiration, if they overcome that, you know, and as we go through all this stuff, we get down to question number seven that we ask, which was like, question number six, I'll do all of them, is, you know, when you've got all this stuff, like, what does that look like, right? What do you need to feel supported in the package when you're packaging it? What does that look like to feel supported? So, I'm kind of butchering the question itself, but because we have a very particular way to say them, the mm-hmm. questions are structured very exactly. You got to use the words, and I can outline those or not. They'll see them if they watch the webinar.
Okay, awesome. Just click on that link, put in your email, watch the webinar. I've seen the questions. They're fantastic, and they're great market research questions. Very well structured, too, and that's awesome.
In question number seven in the series, we ask, what would you pay for the package you just described? Right? And people, if you've established relevance, you know what their challenges, fears, and frustrations are. You know what they want to learn. You know their dream. You know what they need to feel supported, you know, to get results. And then you just ask them the relevant question, which is, what would you pay for the package just described? And if somebody says, I'll pay $50 and it's a year long mastermind and it's, you know, something extensive and it's hours and hours and hours and hundreds of hours and so intense and they're like $50 a month, it's like, there's two things. One, relevance was not established, or two, this is just really not an audience fit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. I mean, and so how many of these market researches do you do?
8 to 20. So a minimum of 8, with your perfect target markets, right? We want to know, we want exactly the right people for that fit it, right? So you want to be interviewing those 8 to 20 people and picking up the phone. So there's a big trend in the, you know, any kind of business building world when they're creating a product where they send out SurveyMonkey or some different kind of survey thing. We actually found that if you just pick up the phone and you ask people for 15 minutes of their time, you get way clearer answers and you get exactly what they want. So instead of saying weight loss as a bullet point for what somebody wants, you get what you might get is, I just want to fit in my old jeans.
Yep.
Right. And that's a much different answer.
And I what you'll also get are secondary questions about that question, which if you're listening to this, write those questions down, because that's your rest of your ad copy. That's the rest of your objections, right? And that is so valuable. Back when, I forget who, it might have been Rick Cesari. I forget which one of the copywriters we had on, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes. I'll have you guys look it up. They said that one of the best ways to write a $25,000 sales letter is to get 10 customer sales calls. And so what you're doing here is not just building your course out. You are writing your course, your sales copy, and you're going to save yourself a ton of money doing this methodology. That's awesome. So, you know, tell me a little bit about, once these people have started, they've done the market research, what is the next step to creating an awesome course that sells?
Yeah. So when we move from past that point, we want to move right into making, building the content structure, right? So content structure looks like a lot of things. So they're going to tell you in the market research what it is they want, right? So that can be online classes, that could be recordings, that can be teleseminars, that can be Facebook groups, Slack groups, one-on-one support, like phone, Skype, phone, whatever, right? Hangouts, or Zooms. Small group support, right? So that could be through Zoom, that could be through Skype rooms, whatever, different back and forths, accountability partners, you know, online videos, audios, PDFs, email, autoresponder. There's so many. I mean, the limitation is, it's limited by obviously what's available, but also by their imagination, right? So if some people are like, I want to, you know, have a retreat and every 3 months we show up in one place and that's the only feedback you get, you know, then that's what you create. if you want to do that.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think that's a fantastic point too, though, is how important is a live component now to an online course?
Oh, well, the majority, I would say it's critical. I mean, for us, it is. We've actually moved away from, we have things automated, but we primarily don't even promote it. I mean, the automated stuff leads everything to a live piece. So no matter how people come in to our system, we recommend that people come to a live event for us. So they get on a live call. We prefer they get on the live calls. They can watch the recordings from the previous sessions. We actually update our training every time we run it live with the fresh videos. Everything's brand new all the time, so that people aren't lagging behind. So it's not hypothetical, theoretical, old stuff that we were using 10 years ago or 5 years ago or even 8 months ago, but it's the last thing that we did.
Wow. So
whether it's templates, whether it's videos, no matter what we're doing, it's really relevant and really recent. And the other element of it is with live stuff, it allows you to have a lot more interaction, a lot more high touch, and people feel way more supported. It's so important for people to feel like they can actually get results, that they can actually have success. And it's really hard to do that through somebody watching an online video or reading a PDF. You can say that, you know, I'm here to support you and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they don't feel you.
Yeah, I think that's critical. That is critical. And I bet you, I mean, that reduces refund rates, that increases happiness, gets people to actually take action too.
Definitely.
That is awesome, awesome stuff. So, so we've got the ultimate toolbox. What else is in the ultimate toolbox?
Oh, the ultimate toolbox is, I mean, it's a laundry list of all the tools that we tested over, you know, and like we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars of tools, courses, strategies, things like that. And this is each and every piece, like what technology to use, right? So if you're looking at, you know, all the different pieces of technology that are available, there is a lot. Like, you can find anything on the internet. I mean, as you're digging through it, you know, there's, let's see, you know, if you want to talk about video editing, right? So we're like, okay, what works really good? Maybe something like Camtasia. What webcam do you use? Like, we recommend the Logitech C920, right? Should you use a DSLR? Should you use the Logitech C930? And why do we use the ones that we use? What microphone to recommend? Video recording, right? So right now we're on Skype. We like Zoom, right? So all the different pieces, if there's audio recording, because one of the nice things about these different technologies is you can extract audio in different ways, right? Like Zoom makes its own audio file automatically. I mean, video editing, audio editing, which webinar software to use, which teleconference, all the things we've tested, right? So I'm going to grab a list here. And like it's, you know, video editing tools, audio editing, webinar tools, teleseminars, transcriptions, royalty free image services, outsourcing sites, autoresponders. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's literally all the things that we've done.
Wow. Yeah, that, and I mean, that alone, right, saves you a ton of research and time because you can get, like, just choosing a webinar platform, you can get down a rabbit hole. That'll take you 2 days. And end up with the wrong one. And we've all had that bad experience of ending up with the wrong webinar platform. So speaking of after we've done the market research and I'm starting to build it, where do you see the biggest roadblocks to people getting it done and getting it done well?
Yeah, I think the biggest trouble people have is they feel like there's, like their marketing and technology overwhelm, right? They're like, okay, I'm scared. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, what is it that gets in my way? And when they look at that, they're like, okay, well, I don't understand the marketing or the technology pieces, right? Which is a lot of times what happens. And the other challenges are they don't know how to structure the content, right? They're like, how do I do this in a way that not only does it sell, but it actually gets used, because course completion rates are, for most people, pretty dismal. And so, you know, that's one of our mandates. We want to make sure that people complete the courses, right? That's why we moved to a live model. Mm. And then the other piece is, you know, as they're having a moment, I had it a second ago, it is, they're just not sure if it's going to sell, right? Like, they're like, how do I make a course that's going to sell? And that's why we do what we do, which is make sure we alleviate all those concerns. I mean, at the end of the day, and this is a writer downer for anybody listening to this, you know, the course, the entire part of the course should be designed to answer all of the objections that your clients will have. So if you're building a program, your course should answer those objections so that you don't have to.
I love that. I think that that's a big takeaway, that it's a huge, huge opportunity for people. And any business, I mean, like you talked about that nurse writing that, or, you know, any yeah. type of complexity, the way we operate our business is so different, and a course can really change you and make you an authority too.
I'd like to interject one piece there, which yeah. is, a lot of people get like stressed out about, there's a fourth one here. They get worried about that they don't have, that they're not the expert, or they don't have enough content, or they don't know enough. We make courses, we have courses in our systems. We have like 48 courses or something like that. It's crazy. That we didn't even create, right? So like there's one, for example, Online Course Marketing Secrets, which was a gathering of the top 6 and 7 figure course building or courses that are out there around course creation. So our what would be considered typically our course our competition, right? We were like, get on the foot. So we created this where we interviewed them. It's all their content. It's all them sharing the top secrets, like, you know, how to sell to Udemy, or how they talk to, how they build courses for corporate clients or whatever, right? It's all those top secrets around their marketing and everything. And we didn't create the content. We just recorded it and shared it with, you know, other people.
That's awesome. And there's so many ways to do this. And that's what's good about being in a group like yours and you know, being a Success Road Academy is to be able to, is not to try and make this up from scratch. Right. And that's the whole point behind courses, is they're a great shortcut if it's done right.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So we'll put the link to it, to the Ultimate Toolbox in the show notes. You guys just click on the image. You click on it, go to it. And you guys have a couple events coming up too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We start running the live version of the program. So June 6th. And I should probably preface to say, like, we have a lot of live high touch, right? So it's... it's an 8-week program, technically Ultimate Course Formula, including or that, and that on top of it ends with the live events. So it's 8 weeks of course design, right? Where step one to the finish. And then you come to live event or to the live event in Vancouver right here, you know, in July 27th, 29th, and you build the webinar funnel to sell it, right? Rather than like just setting you free, you build a course and then now what the hell do I do with it? We're like, well, no, let's bring them here and let's put all the technology together. Let's assign you a coach. Actually, we assign you two coaches, one for the business side of things and one for the technology side. And we actually sit down and we build the funnel with you. So it's done. So you walk out Sunday night with the structure of your functioning webinar funnel done.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's amazing. And how long is that? 2 days, you said?
It's a 3-day event. Yeah. July 27th to 29th is the next one.
All right. I'm just taking some notes there. Sure. And Vancouver, that's a great place to be in the middle of summer versus Florida.
Yeah, it's a little less humid and hot.
That's the time to be going to Vancouver. And we'd be taking people swimming.
If somebody wants to go swimming, absolutely. We didn't talk about that.
No. So, Brady, tell us a little bit about your cold swims.
Yeah. So 12 months a year, about a 5-minute drive from here, I take people into ice water swimming. So the local river in the winter is just above freezing. So it's about 34 degrees. And like this winter, we're breaking ice off the surface of the river, you know, and still jumping in. The ocean is not much warmer. It's only maybe 40 to 50 degrees in the year round. So the ocean temperature is really stable. But we go out every week, every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Awesome. Awesome. So maybe a few of you take him up on that. If I go, I'm going to definitely do it.
Yeah.
Brady, thank you so much for being on the show. It's great talking about Success Road Academy. And this course information is fantastic for anyone thinking about building a course. Definitely go check them out. Thanks again for being on the show.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. It's really good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And thank you all for taking Brady and I on your journey. This has been I and Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow I and Garlic on Facebook.